Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to author G.D. Grace's A Touch of Grace, Literary Magic, on Blog Talk Radio.
Amazed. I am amazed by the brilliance around me, to be in the company of, to be encouraged by, to be encouraged and engaged in conversations with fellow human beings, to experience the splendor of their life as they open up and share their remarkable achievements and stellar accomplishments. I can look someone in the eye and actually feel their joy. And these days, I understand how that feels, what that looks like when I gaze at my own reflection. Was it easy? How could I have not known? I celebrate mine, yours, his, hers, theirs, because it comes back. It is karmic. To be on this twirling blue with so many beautiful souls, creative and kind, I know there is a lot of ugly, but also know that there is a lot more beauty. To see that glass is half full as opposed to empty, I pity the inside of the pessimistic, because all they can see is what's wrong, when it's far better to embellish what's right. I let go and I let God. I embrace the brilliance of life. It is vast, it is infinite, it is spectacular. I let go and I let God. I thoroughly embrace the brilliance of this life. Family and friends, I am GD. Welcome to A Touch of Grace. Today's date is Sunday, November 16, 2013, and the time is 1:30 Pacific Standard Time. Today's guest is the sister of a beautiful soul named Danica Worthy. It was Danica who reached out to me and reaches out often with her encouraging posts and kind words. So when she told me about her talented sister, it was kismet. And the long wait is finally over. Her first book is entitled Expression of the Mind, Body, and Soul. It is destined to be a bestseller, and I am honored to have her on the show. So without further ado, listeners, I welcome poetess LaDonna Marie Books. LaDonna, welcome to A Touch of Grace. How are you this glorious Sunday?
Thank you so much. I'm doing great, GD. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing fine. I want you to talk into the mic a little bit so that your fans can hear you. So that's great. I'm glad that you are here. I'm glad you are doing the show. And the beginning of the show, I would like to go back in time to where it all began. What was life growing up like for LaDonna Marie Books?
Life for me growing up, I was always deep in thought. As a child, I always had a lot of things that I wanted to sew. At the age of 12, you know, I decided to start putting, you know, these things into a journal. I wanted to express some of my hurt, some of my pain, just things that I didn't understand. So for me, I had a lot of questions, as in any child, just being inquisitive and always wanting to, you know why. So for me, life was all about finding out the new experiences or what were some of the things that I was going through as a child. I wanted to have answers to those questions. So I decided to, through my hurt and my pain that I used to go through, I just started to write. So writing for me began on a journey of me understanding myself and a platform for me to get out, you know, anything that I had to get out.
Okay. So it really, writing actually became a literary refuge for you with letters and words. Now, on your website, it says you struggled with self-esteem issues. So can you share with us what was going on for you during those times?
When I was a child, I've always been, you know, outgoing, and I've always helped others. But I had, you know, sometimes I had words, you know, put over me, you know, just words to put, you know, kind of put you down, or people not to there to fully encourage you. So I always knew that I would be, you know, loving and kind and helpful, but so many other people were putting their negative words on me. So I had a struggle in between who I knew I could be and who other people were trying to define me as. So even with my friends and other people, I was struggling between, you know, who do I go and who am I? Do I be who people say that I am? Do I rebel or do I act out? Or, you know, am I to be this young girl who's just confused and lost? Or am I going to stick to the path and where I love people, I try to help people, I'm always kind to people? So with me, it became an inner struggle just to define who is LaDonna, you know, as a child. Who am I? Because I felt like I always had this extra wisdom. You know, anybody, I was a listening ear at a young age for my high school friends and, you know, even my middle school friends, I can remember back, everybody wanted to talk to me. So I felt like I had something to give. But to some other people that wanted to be negative towards me, they felt like I didn't have the type of communication or knowledge just because I was a child. So for me, you know, it hurt for, you know, people not to believe in the same things that I believe in because I was very passionate. Like I said, even as a young age, I felt like I had a voice. And my voice as a child, you know, it almost became muffled. So when I started to find myself, it was because I had no one else to talk to, no one who wanted to hear the things that I wanted to say. So then I had my pen and my pad, and that was my best friend, even though I had friends. But that's where I had my comfort zone because so many times, you know, we listen to others, but we don't have anybody to listen to us. So that was my struggle, and that was my way. Writing became my way to get to kind of soothe myself through healing or getting it out and talking to people talking to my, you know.
You know, I in listening to your recount of what it was like growing up, I know that, you know, as youth, especially for those of us who are sensitive and more in tune, it can be a struggle because we are very serious thinkers, and so we have a tendency to turn into ourselves, and it's by the grace of God that we
right.
were given an outlet, yeah, to express ourselves. And so I want to talk a little bit more about what your accomplishments have been as a result of that adversity while growing up. So you were inducted into the Who's Who is Black Mississippi. So you want to talk a little bit about that for us today?
Yes, but I do first want to give homage to God because you are so right. I many times tell that story about when I was 12 years old and I found writing, but it was because he did tell me that I was going to write because at that time I didn't know, you know, what it was or why did I have this increasing need to get things out on paper. So he told me at that time at 12, as I heal you, you will heal others. And that was my recount, and that was poured into my love just for writing. I wanted to give all of my thanks to God because he is the person that gave me this gift. Now, the Who's Who is a totally, that's another gift from God because I got a paper in the mail one day that said you are nominated for the Black Mississippi 2012 Award for Who's Who. And I didn't even know where it came from. I didn't even know that I had got nominated. Nobody had said anything to me. But I got the paper late, and I called up to the headquarters, and I said, I just got this paper. Can I still submit my information? And the lady was so nice. So I submitted my information. I put all of my accomplishments in, what I've done as a community leader, you know, the books that I had written at the time. I had only written the first one. And what I did as far as working in the community as a program coordinator for Goodwill, helping persons with disabilities. And so for me, it was just so outstanding for someone that I didn't even know to nominate me for this award because they saw all of my hard work, you know, me loving others, you know, having a copy of my book and reading, you know, reading it and fully saying that this is a young lady that we want to look at. So I traveled back down to Mississippi because I was living in Georgia. And I traveled back down to Mississippi, and I went to the Who's Who, and we were inducted June of 2012. And it was such an honor because I was there, I think in the book, it had over 950 Black African-Americans who were Who's Who, and it went from mayors to judges to teachers to historians and different people, community leaders, lawyers. And I felt so accomplished that they had, you know, put me in the book, and it was a blessing for God. But that was a big achievement, Judy, because I didn't even see it coming. So I just thank God that someone saw enough in me and my love for giving back and my love for others and just me always striving to put my best foot forward and to help others, that they nominated me for that, and I was inducted into the, so now I'm in the second book for Mississippi, a part of history in the in that book. That was amazing.
You're right. It is definitely amazing. And what's even more amazing is that, because I know the struggle with self-esteem and, you know, doubt, what is more amazing is how people like you, people like me, who in spite of all of those things and those feelings of inadequacy, that we managed to rise above and create a better life by sharing our struggles with others. And I think that your work is even more remarkable because you are reaching out to teens. So you care to talk a little bit about our generation or the generation of teens today? What are your thoughts about this generation?
Oh, Didi, I think that some of the teens in this generation, they're lost. And teens and working with the youth is a big part of just me and who I am, giving back. And it's a little bit a part of my, you know, my ministry that I'm building, because just yesterday I had my first, for LaDonna Marie Books, I had my first Planting Positive Seeds, and that's my at a Youth for Christ conference. And I wanted to get all the teens in because you said it best. I wanted to give them what I didn't get, which was my theme was empowerment, encouraging, and motivation. And even though I could motivate myself so many times in the world now, it helps for somebody else to tell you that you're doing great and you're going to make it. And they give you those words of encouragement to get you back on the right track or, you know, just something that you may need to hear. So for me, I feel that some of our teens need more positive role models, somebody to look at and say, hey, I like how she strives, or I like how he, what he's doing and the effort that he's putting forth. I like the cause behind what he's doing. I want to pattern myself after someone who's motivated to make it to a better place, even if it's making it, sometimes I say from point A to point B, just making a positive decision to make to turn something around for yourself. So I think that, you know, with teens, and like I said, I want to give back and I pour into them, you know, giving them affirmations, letting them know that they're enough, because some of them don't have it. And I often told the teens yesterday, so many people, and I talk a lot about a mask in my books, and sometimes I grew up, I felt like I grew up with a mask because I smiled every day, I gave everything my all, but on the inside, there were so many things that I kept to myself because I didn't want people to see that I was out and that I had this need to want to do better, but I just didn't know how to, you know, how it exactly looked like. So I want to let them know that no matter what you go through, no matter where you started from, if you started from the bottom, you can move up. You can't go nowhere but up. So I think that by me reaching back to the teens and telling them, hey, I was there, or I can feel me being personable or relatable to them and saying, well, look at me now. These are the steps that I took to help me move forward. This is the positive attitude that I took to keep me going straight instead of being in, you know, the scenarios of how people think that, you know, we should look anyway. So I want to turn a totally positive spin on what the children see and who are their role models that they're looking up to.
You know, I think it's beautiful how you gave a detailed description of what your journey has been and the people that you are motivated to inspire, because I do know that the teens, even though they have a lot more that we have as far as material things, that spiritual base is the thing that is affected, because no iPhone, no iPad, none of that stuff is going to instill inside a spirit, feeling of self-worth, you know. Now, your journeys have taken you to Savannah, Georgia, Victorville, California, Brooklyn, New York, to help heal individuals with God's poetry. So I want to get in to a little bit about your amazing book out there.
Thank you. I really
do love the title of that book. So what I want to ask is, like, when I looked at your website today, I saw LaDonna Marie Books and I thought it was LaDonna Marie Brooks. So is Brooks just a pen name?
Well, if my name is LaDonna Marie Cook, but I put LaDonna Marie Brooks because I love to write. And when I did that first book, Expressions of the Mind, Body, and Soul, until I wrote that first book, it paved my way to the second book, which is Until Tomorrow Comes. So it's LaDonna Marie's book. It's me continuing to write and what I'm pouring into the atmosphere through my books. So it is LaDonna Marie Books. That's the name of my company, LLC, LaDonna Marie Books. But it's just the books that I'm writing and that I'm putting out. Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, the titles of the book certainly are very spiritual, you know, the Expressions of Mind, Body, and Soul, and Until Tomorrow Comes. So as a fan, when I go get that book, what will it be like for me? What will the experience be like?
Every experience for me, it will be an experience of growth. Because even with and spirituality, because in my book, the first book, Expressions of the Mind, Body, and Soul, for me, that was a testament in all of itself because, like I said, I started writing at 12, but not until 17 years did I get that book out in 2010. But it was a journey of everything that I had gone through. Me deciding what did I want to put in the atmosphere, what did I want to talk about. So I talked about my spirituality, me and God. I talked about sadness. I talked about, you know, pain. I talked about joy. I talked about love. So for me in that first book, it was everything that I had, you know, my perceptions or things that, like I said, I wanted to find out about, it was a journey of those things, me getting those out into the atmosphere and just learning how to and know that what I went through, there's somebody else out there that probably have gone through the same thing, or I wrote a poem that will particularly touch that person, and they would say, oh, okay, I felt like that, and I couldn't put my words, but LaDonna said it best when she said it, so I can feel where she's coming from. And then with my second book, Until Tomorrow Comes, God just told me, you're going to write a book about growth and awareness. And like I said, I had so many other things that I could have wrote about, but I stopped in my tracks and I started to write about growth and awareness because so many times we need to be aware of where we are. We need to look at, you know, what's going on. We need to choose and decide how we're going to move forward. And so my books are based on, you know, being spiritual because I want people to learn from them, not only just read the poetry, but I want you to have an aha moment and say, okay, I understand or I see where she's going. So with every one of my books, I do teachable moments. I used to say I never wanted to be a teacher, but in my poetry, through God pouring the poetry into me, you know, when I write for other people to gain some type of knowledge, some type of insight, and something that will help them, you know, move to a better state or understand clearly what they've gone through or get a mindset about what do I do next or start to put some thoughts in their mind about I need to start thinking about this. So I just always want them to be teachable moments, and you will get a lot of, because all of my stuff is rooted out of spirituality. Like I said, it's all rooted out of coming closer to God and fully understanding who it is that he wants you to be, but you have to go through those times to learn who you are to make you a better person.
Oh, that's beautiful. The Spirit of God flows all through inside of you, and when it spews out into words, you can't help but be engaged. And as far as motivational speaking, I know that you're involved in that. So when you, right before you're going up on stage to face your audience out there, what thoughts run through your mind to help you prepare to have that, continue that confidence when you're standing in front of people?
You know, the first thing that I do, and I always do, is I say that scripture out of the Bible, I want you to go before me and make my crooked path straight. And I want you to, you know, give me the words, however you would want me. What do you want to come over in this congregation or this, you know, wherever I am? And I just ask him to give me that peace. And then his will be done. I do that before every time. Because if I get into myself, you know, you'll get those butterflies in your stomach. Because, like, even yesterday, that was my first big event. And I didn't even think about it too much. I just told Lord, I'm doing this for you. And so whatever you want me to say, however you want me, you know, where to go, I'm gonna represent you. So I always ask them to go before me and just give me whatever they may need and let it fall on their ears. And then I just go with the flow.
Well, you know what? The flow is definitely powerful. Now, there is a sentence that you wrote on your blog site or your website, and it says, finally you let the old situation go and positively move forward, knowing you're not perfect, but you aspire to be. In the end, self-esteem and God enable you to arrive at the place you need to be. Do you remember when you arrived, or have you arrived at that place you need to be?
I have fully arrived at that place. I know last year, even before me writing that book and in that journey, I was on a journey of my own, because in that book I always talk about journeys. And I have arrived to that point because I strive so much to be a vessel of kindness, of love, of peace, working out of the fruits of the Spirit. That was one of the things that I talked about yesterday in my youth conference. And I said, the greatest commandment of all is to love. So for me, I said, without a shadow of a doubt, that's the way, you know, Jesus was here. That's what God wants us to do. So I had to just let everything go. Let everything fall, how other people saw me, what they thought about me, the words they tried to put on me. I said, if they're doing all that, then I know I'm destined to do something else. So I had to fully just trust that whatever it was for me that God wanted me to do, that I was going to hold his hand. And if it had to be just me and him, it was just going to be me and him. And everything that was not healthy for me, or everything that was not, would try to consume my mind, I just had to let it go. I'm there. I'm happy. I love. I smile. And I always want to give that to anybody I encounter, because I said one word, one kind word, one hug will do something for another person that you probably would never even know that they need it. So that's what I want to be, and that's where I am. And I thank God, because a couple, like maybe 2 weeks ago, I had to just thank him, because I was at peace, and I'm happy. And every day you still have to renew your mind, renew your spirit, and, you know, do things like that. But I focus more on keeping my peace and keeping my happiness and moving forward and giving people positivity. And that's where I am. So, yes, I do. I'm there.
Oh, that is wonderful. You know, listeners of A Touch of Grace, the call-in number is 347-215-7169. I'm sitting down this afternoon, and over the air, I'm talking to the incredibly talented, spiritually uplifting, LaDonna Marie Book. And so here's something else that you wrote. As my shadow fades from dusk to dawn each day, I lay down and rest with the feeling no one understands me. Well, I believe that a lot of people do understand, and that a lot of people are benefiting from your courage to step always out of self and into the realm of others. And so I always ask this of my guests, because this is a journey that we're on. So most certainly. So at the end of your journey, wonderful spirits, what will your legacy be?
Oh, I think my legacy will be about creating. I always want to create that positivity. I think when people speak about me, I want them to say, and many times I can say from the people who I've known all the time, LaDonna was always, she had random acts of kindness. You don't know who needs it. So I'm always ready for it. And you said it best, because I take myself out of the situation and I care for others, because I want to always be that person that builds someone up, to encourage them. And so I just want mine to know that I loved and I helped and I gave back and I empowered, because so many times we have to cultivate and pull someone else up so that they can then pull somebody else up. And so it's one person one day at a time. So the greatest thing, and I want to just do just like God, what God wanted, is to love and encourage. And that's what I want to do. And write books.
Well, you know what? They linger. Precious memories, they do linger. I want to try to take one call. We got about a minute, so let's see who we've got here. 773-459 caller, you are on with Glenn and LaDonna. Do you want to ask a question?
Oh, no, no question. Good afternoon, Glenn. Wanted to call in and just say, hey, I just wanted to call in and just say that Madame Marie clearly exemplifies not only in her writing, you know, in her as an author and her performing as a poet, but also her other works. She truly exemplifies what a lot of young ladies of African-American ethnicity for this period need to be able to look to and follow suit, you know, without being on television, even though she's done that, without coming on the radio, even though she's done that too, but you know what I mean in the respective format. She clearly exudes that. All I just want to do is give kudos. You are remarkable.
Thank you.
To do great work that you do. Quite proud of you. Glad I know you.
I appreciate
that. Oh, no problem at all. I just told the truth about you. Thanks for letting my call through. Have a pleasant rest of you.
All right. Thank you. Okay. I think we got time for one more quickie.
Oh,
601-597, you're on with Gigi and LaDonna Marie. Would you like to say some thoughts?
Yes, I would just like to tell my cousin hi.
Hello, how are you?
Fine, how are you, cub?
I'm good. Thank you all for calling. Oh, you're going to make me cry. That's so sweet.
I miss you too. Love you.
I love you too. Thank you so much, cub.
All right.
Bye.
Okay. All right, so thank you for calling in. So as I look at the clock and the clock ticks down, I just want to say, look, yeah, I tell you, it goes really fast. But I want to say thank you to my extraordinary guest, A Beautiful Era Touched by God, the LaDonna Marie Books, who has a couple of books out there for inspiration. And LaDonna, do you want to tell the listeners what the name of those books are and how they can get them?
Okay. The first book, my first book, is Expressions of the Mind, Body, and Soul, and you can find it on Amazon. It's also on Amazon and Barnes & Noble. And the second book is Until Tomorrow Comes, and you can find that one on Amazon. And I also sell them on my website, which is www.LaDonnaMarieBooks.com. And I want to also say you can find me on Twitter at LMB_poetry as well.
All right. Well, thank you. It's been a marvelous Sunday afternoon with the poetess, motivational speaker, and entrepreneur is what I call her, an entrepreneur virtuality. I want to thank you, Touch of Grace listeners. We are growing by leaps and bounds. We are 27,000 views. So that means 27,000 people have dropped by the platform, and 27,000 more. Yeah, isn't it fun? You know, I have
that
to tell you.
Amazing.
So for you and yours during this holiday season, get your spirit tight with rice. That is my favorite thing. And supporting the show. And on this Sunday afternoon, please make sure that you are depositing seeds of spirituality and positivity into yours, because if you don't do it, no one else is. Thank you, Ms. LaDonna.
Right.
Thank you very much. You have a great
Thank
afternoon,
you,
okay?
You
All
too.
Right,
Thank you, everybody, for calling. Bye.